From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Monday, he stopped at several memorials honoring the U.S. war dead from World War II. Tuesday, he'll become the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona, marking the surprise Japanese attack December 7, 1941, that brought the U.S. into World War II. It's a significant event, says Jeffrey Horning, research fellow at the Washington-based Sasakawa Peace Foundation, a U.S.-Japan think tank.
And the fact that it sends a symbolic message to not only the incoming president-elect, but also to the region, that the U.S.-Japan alliance is stronger than ever, that we are able to confront past issues, problems between us, and still be stronger as allies.
He was asked if China is watching the event closely.
I hope that both China and other countries that may have some ill feelings towards Japan look at this and see that even though Japan has done some horrible things in its imperial past, that it is able to confront these past ghosts and overcome it. But I also hope that China in particular and North Korea see this, that the U.S.-Japan alliance, no matter what friction the recent presidential election here in the United States has caused, that the allies are stronger than ever and are able to look forward and hopefully look at challenges in the same way.
The visit follows an unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan in May by Mr. Obama, site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb in 1945. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump scheduled to meet Tuesday with the Republic of Congo's President Denis Sassou Nguesso. In a Twitter posting, a Congolese spokesman said the two will discuss the turmoil in Libya and other Africa-related issues. This is VOA News. Russia says it's recovered a flight data recorder from the wreckage of a military plane that crashed Sunday into the Black Sea after taking off from Sochi. The Tupolev 154, with 92 people aboard, was en route to Syria. The passengers included members of the prestigious Red Army Choir.
1755, в районе проведения поисковой операции.
Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said recovered items include parts of the plane's fuselage and cabin windows. Other parts have been located underwater. The recorder contains information that could help investigators understand what went wrong. Colombian investigators have concluded that mistakes made by the crew, airline, and Bolivian regulators caused a plane crash last month in Colombia that killed more than 70 people, including members of a Brazilian football team. The aircraft, a British-made Avro, was operated by a Bolivian-based charter and crashed on a hillside. The pilot suspected of failing to adequately refuel the aircraft.
In este caso, hasta el momento, tenemos evidencia que en
Air Safety Secretary Freddy Bonilla said so far the evidence does not point to technical factors, but rather human error and mismanagement. The aircraft was found to be over its weight limit and not certified to fly at the altitude the flight plan required. Russia and Syria said they've discovered mass graves of civilians among the ruins of the formerly rebel-held sector of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman said mass graves containing dozens of Syrians, including women and children, have been found. He said many of the bodies showed signs of torture and summary execution. China has promised strong support for the African island nation of Sao Tome and Principe, which switched its allegiance from Taiwan to the mainland last week. The foreign ministers of the two countries officially reestablished ties at a Beijing ceremony Monday. Taiwan expert Bruce Jacobs said historically both Taiwan and China observe a one-China policy.
Because China is unwilling to have countries recognize both it and Taiwan, and this dates back to the period when both Chiang Kai-shek and Mao Zedong insisted on a one-China policy, there's a situation now where countries officially only recognize one or the other.
China sees this as a diplomatic victory, which considers Taiwan a renegade province. Only 21 countries and governments maintain ties with Taiwan. Ugandan authorities said at least 9 people drowned after their boat capsized on Lake Albert Sunday. Dozens of football fans were crowded on the fishing boat when it capsized. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Chicago are investigating dozens of Christmas weekend shootings, including 12 homicides. America's third largest city is grappling with a spike in murders this year, more than 700 so far. That surpasses the homicide rates of the two biggest American cities, Los Angeles and New York, combined. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.